West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm April Call, and I'm here with Sonja Wilson from the Office of Student Life here at the Mountain Lair. A big milestone for WVU Up All Night. You're celebrating 20 years. That has to be really exciting.
It is really exciting. It started back in 1998. It's an alternative to get out of your dorm room. It's an alternative to not stay in your apartment. And it's an alternative to not go to the bars downtown.
WVU Up All Night offers all kinds of things. You have free food, you have games, and it's something different every week, right?
It sure is. We do a lot of capstone projects with students. We do a lot of surveys that we send out. And what they like are theme weekends. So every weekend has a theme. With each theme, we try to follow the food, the main attraction, the takeaway item, the movies. Two big milestones this year. On April 20th and 21st, we're having Mountain Lair 70th birthday. We've assessed the students and asked them what they'd like to do. And we went back in the decades. We're trying to replicate some of those events that happened back in that time where we weren't even in this building. We were where the old stadium used to be.
You talked a little bit about Up All Night starting as an alternative for students. And that alternative really has paid dividends through the years, hasn't it, when it comes to campus safety and working with university police on lowering the number of incidents that happen on a given weekend?
It really has. The incident reports on our campus are still significantly decreased because of Up All Night. So I think we are doing something right.
As Mountaineers, we often talk about going first. And WVU Up All Night really was a groundbreaking kind of program, and it's won a lot of awards through the years.
I think if you look at everyone in the United States, we're the model for that. Happy birthday, Up All Night.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.